Today on Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas, we have a small sample of the larger lesson which is coming tomorrow. These lessons are in the Framework series. They are all about taking more detailed, intricate, and complex doctrines and building upon the framework that was established in the Basic series. The intent is to greatly expand your knowledge and appreciation of the intricacy and the beauty of God's holy word.
And this is not an isolated discovery either. Here's another account. I'll read a shorter one. This is from the Santal people. This is a group that in variations has a population of about 2.5 million, and they live in the north of Calcutta in India. Okay, and it was a Norwegian missionary who went into this region and discovered this. He learned the language. He began to preach the gospel to these people. And as he was preaching the gospel to these people, one of the elders said, "What this stranger is saying must mean that Thakur Jiyu has not forgotten us after all this time." Now, Thakur Jiyu, as we'll see, this is their name for the one true God, the genuine God. Okay, so the missionary, as he hears this, he understood that Thakur means the genuine, and Jiyu was their word for God, the genuine God. And so when he heard the elder say this, he was surprised that they would have any knowledge of what he was even talking about. So after some discussion, the elder went on to describe their whole story, known among the Santal people, and here's a part of it. "Long, long ago, according to Kolyan, Thakur Jiyu, the genuine God, created the first man, Haram, and the first woman, Ayo, and placed them far to the west of India in a region called Hihiri Papiri. There, a being named Lita tempted them to make rice beer. Then Lita enticed them to pour part of the beer on the ground as an offering to Satan. Haram and Ayo became drunk on the rest of the beer and slept. When they awoke, they knew they were naked and felt ashamed." Okay. Now, there are differences in both of these accounts from different people groups. Differences with Genesis, right? That we can easily detect. But there's also like core similarities, right? There's this God, there's a command, there's a one man and one woman, there's some other being who tempts, and in this case, after they fall for the temptation, then, you know, they're naked and ashamed, okay? This is interesting, again, because there's no way that we know of that they could have got this information from missionaries, so how exactly do they get this information, okay? Now, the only explanation for these types of things that we have deciphering from a Christian worldview, the Christian way of thinking, is to think of this, that you've got, in the beginning, you've got the truths of, you've got the truths of creation and the fall. And these are, of course, known by Adam, right, and Eve. And they pass these things on to Seth, their son, who replaced Abel, right? And Seth passes it on, you know, to his offspring and down to Enoch. You know, I'm skipping some people in Genesis 5, but you get the idea, on down to Methuselah, right? Methuselah. And Methuselah goes on through his family down to Noah, right? And Noah has three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, right? And so the story goes to these three, okay? And all four of these men actually get on the ark with their wives, and they carry this information about Genesis 1 and 2, okay, about the creation, about the fall. They carry these truths with them aboard the ark and across the floodwaters to the other side. And then out from these three men come the 70 nations after the Tower of Babel, right? And the language was divided there, of course, at the Tower of Babel. And the people groups that go out, those 70 nations, have this information transmitted to them, right? And then over time, while the core truths are maintained, there are distinctions or distortions in the stories, okay? So that's our answer in part for how it is that around the world, and there are stories like this on every continent, all seven continents. Well, nobody lives in Antarctica, but you know, you get the point. that when missionaries have gone in, they've discovered these. And this is the only way that we can give an account for it, is to say that at one time there was a common source. And from there, that story went out and it was distorted. But we can still see the core essentials, okay? Now, that is very interesting, okay? And in part, this does something for us. You know, that question that has, always bugging Christians is the question about, well, what about those who never heard? What about those people who never heard? I'm not saying this is a total answer, but this is a partial answer or a helpful concept, what we've just discovered, okay? What we've just discovered is that at one time, every people group on earth did have the truth, didn't they? So over time, these groups we found distorted this truth. They forgot some of these truths, but they had the truth. And that truth was passed down from generation to generation to generation. Maybe the question isn't so much, what about those who never heard? But why is it that those who did hear changed the message?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. If you're interested in learning about the foundational doctrines and themes of the Bible that gave rise to this series, then season one of this podcast is for you on the basics. Additional material can be found on our website at beyondthewalls-ministry.com. If you found this information useful and helpful in your spiritual walk, then please consider rating this podcast in your favorite podcast player. And until next time, we hope you're living by the fruit of the Spirit.